Maine voters recently approved Medicaid expansion, but experts say Oregon's election is the only instance of voters, not lawmakers, getting the final say. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Jumanji, welcome to the jungle, bested another weekend's worth of newcomers. At the top of the American box office for the third straight weekend, makes the surprise hit the fifth highest grossing film of all time for Sony Pictures. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Monday, the 22nd of January. We're losing January. It is 7:05 and a half in the morning. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Newly remodeled, same great service, same great walk-in humidor. Open 7 days a week. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob. Are y'all twitchy and ready to go?
No, I don't know about it. Well maybe thanks for the coffee. That helps.
Yeah.
Lots of rain over the weekend.
And more coming. Linda's going to talk about that.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on this Monday morning. We're going to be doing some more mic adjustments. Always happens on Monday morning when we're here. 7:06 in the morning, like Carl said, and it's the 22nd. We are currently at 43 degrees. Our temperatures will be, we look into scattered showers today with our highs of 50, mostly cloudy tonight with lows of 36. Tuesday calls for partly sunny, then slight chance of rain with our highs of around 53, and Tuesday night calls for a chance of rain with 41. Wednesday, now we have heard this, of course, from Mike Krueger and anybody else that you're tuning into, 100% chance of rain. That just means, like, forget it, folks. It's rain, sloshy weather, with our highs of around 50. So that, Bob, does that mean when it's 50 and raining, that must be snowy in the mountains?
Snow level has dropped, according to my in-house weather service. So it's not nearly enough, but anything is better than what we've been getting.
And then Thursday calls for cloudy weather with a high near 48, and Thursday night with our lows of around 33. So, you know, if by some chance you've been thinking it's sunshiny and you've got your lemon trees, or you need to cover those, you know, I think we're getting to that point now where we need to cover things. And I sincerely hope that we just have a good 2 or 3 weeks of rain. I am okay with that. Where did the winter go? Well, here it is January, the end of January. Maybe February will be the month that we have snow and rain. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Just had lunch with Chuck Kenny.
365-3793.
Sorry.
Great. No. I mean, just great people that you want to
really
know. Great people that you want to do business with. And this family, they do a lot of things that are not really noted or known by the community.
Oh, yeah.
They're the secret angels.
You know, they did a, last year at the, and I'm going to say it's going to embarrass them. I don't know if, you know, Chuck's listening right now. He's usually working at the California Deer Association. He put up a lot of money to send two kids that are physically debilitated or, you know, physical disabilities on hunting trips. And they're kind of expensive. But he paid for more than one of them. They were hoping to get one, but he paid for at least a minimum of two, and who knows how many more. They're going to have a film this year showing the kids hunt. And this is something that's, you know, I mean, it's in wheelchairs and other things, and so it's not easy. And it is just some of the things that Chuck and Judy do that you never hear about. Anyway, good people. But there are so many good people that we have that work with us. It's kind of like almost, you know, it's hard to pick out. You know, I mean, because they're all really good people, and they all do stuff like that. You know, like launch pad for kids. We went to the launch pad for kids was Saturday night, and I tell you, you know, it was down at the Gaia, and the idea was, you know, raising funds for to help kids, you know, with school and with the, you know, equipment and all these things to help kids get started, and, you know, at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ashley Tate is the driving force behind it. And if you know Ashley Tate, you realize what a driving force she is. But she's just part of a family that's like this. You know, of course, Randy, her husband, is a plastic surgeon. James and Yvonne, the Patients Hospital, the patriarch and the matriarch, started this hospital over 25 years ago. And I don't know if people realize, but this hospital, it may be the only privately owned hospital left in the United States.
Or at least in the North State.
Well, no, not just the North State, anywhere in the United States. I mean, so, but one of the other things is that they are rated in the top five good categories, like lack of infection, the lowest rate of infection in patients there. Patient satisfaction, training of their people. I mean, you know, learning this, just sitting, standing there talking. Then we had the whole thing was about the launch pad was four different businesses here concocted four different drinks. And I was asked to be one of the judges there. And Patrick, of course, of Patrick and Billy was the MC.
Mm-hmm.
And we had myself, and it was Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros.
Naomi
from Results Radio, Randy. And the other lady was...
From Kids Girls, Inc.
She used to be the chairman of...
Gore.
CEO of Girls, Inc. And now she's over at Shasta College helping to push forward, and we'll have her on the show, push forward transitioning of people in education. It was really a great event. I mean, it was cool. I liked it.
And, yeah, it was...
We want to do a shout-out to Mark and his bride. We were there.
Yes, absolutely. And say hello.
Say hello to them. Sit there and talk to them for a long time. Just said we'd say hello. Okay. What else is going on in the world today?
Well, you know, we have a lot of stuff that happened over the weekend. And one of them, I think that we talked about, we saw it in the paper, we discussed it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I really believe that the victim was somebody who is a former employee of ours. But it's about these two women that came in from L.A., and these are professional thieves, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, they're coming into L.A., and this is why it's so important.
They're coming in red.
I mean, if you have any idea how slick and smooth this was, and then within the just a few hours of them finding these two women, that's why we have to say good work. But it took the woman who was the recipient of the theft, if you want to call it that, to trace these gals down because she kept getting dinged on her phone about the money, the charges that from her credit cards for the wallet that was stolen.
Yeah, they took her wallet, and within 2 hours had put $10,000 on her credit card. So she was going from business to business trying to find them, and she was in Macy's, and she got the store security who called the cops, and they found them in the footlocker, and then the cops had to handcuff them because they did not want to cooperate. Find out that they've got a purse that's got a deep hidden pocket in it that's lined, and it's got a very strong magnet to take out the electronic stuff. They found her money. They found she had a large sum of money. They found part of it. They found a lot of the stuff they had bought in their car, but they also found an ID making machine, which had made an ID with her name on it, but with the woman's picture on it, so they could use the credit cards without being checked.
They found what they call a booster bag, which is a purse lined with aluminum foil to thwart electronic security devices and contain false compartments. The purse also contained a powerful magnet, which is used by thieves to deactivate electronic security devices, which you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
But that's just a little bit called a booster bag.
A booster bag, yeah. And the thing about it, though, is these guys are pros.
Yeah.
Coming in from L.A. Now, here's my question on this. My last question is, are they still in jail? I mean, this was a large amount of money here. It's identity theft. It was more than, the $900 worth of stuff. And when they found it, the amount of cash, they had spent a lot of cash that she had on her. They said, did you say approximately $6,000 in cash?
Well, $1,200 was recovered by police. But, that can happen if, let's say you sold something and you were, just happen to draw money out or you just sold something and you have this cash. I mean, I don't think, you know, I would have a wallet or an envelope of cash like that on me. I would be paranoid about it, especially shopping. But I really thought over Christmas that I had a bag that was stolen because there was so much activity around, and I misplaced it, and somebody did take it, but they retrieved it. I think they took it thinking it was theirs, and so I did pleasantly get a call from Macy's about 45 minutes later. But while I was checking out, and I was looking all over for this bag, and it was reported, and I gave my phone number and everything, I asked the gal. She goes, "Oh no, it's really bad this year. Really bad this year, theft."
Well, the lady, and we won't give her name on this, but she was not going to give up. She kept going to the places and just be missing them by minutes. And then she ran over the mountain. She asked them all, figuring they'd hit it there. And she was there when it started. I mean, when they started in there. Anyway, they got it back. But here's professionals, they, you know, with the ID making, you don't think of them coming into Reading, but how many of them do you think that have come into Reading? Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. Before we do that, we want to talk about, you know, a New Year's resolution that is easy to keep. How about this? Here's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to sleep better, longer, and more comfortably this year.
That means you have to shut your devices off.
Shut your devices off. Things like, you know, your iPads and your phones, if you're looking at it, turn off the TV and all this. But the big thing is, get yourself a Sleep Number bed. Get yourself a Sleep Number mattress. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40.
That's right, and I move mine around, and I've really needed to move it around because, as you know, many of you have, that listener, loyal listeners, knows that, is that me? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, my computer went, hello, I'm here. Anyway, going back to moving things around and our house and our offices, I kind of threw out my back. So it's really good to be able to move your Sleep Number number. That's the magic of this bed.
I think
it's
so.
It's a Sleep Number setting.
It can do anything, and the newer beds can have adjustments for snoring that will adjust when you adjust. And right now, in 52 years of football's favorite Sunday, take $52 off any item over $100 from Sleep Number. Just visit Sleep Number now, down at the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Store, and get your $52 coupon now through the 4th of February. Again, that's Sleep Number stores in the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North 8th has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning on this Monday.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot.
Hi.
It's going to warm. It's going to, you know what, it's going to dry up today. It's going to dry up. A little wet this morning. It's going to dry up today and tomorrow. And then it's going to start getting really rainy.
Be cool if we have these guys come to Reading. Maybe they've been here, but I'd love to see them in concert. Huey Lewis. Anyway, you know, let's go to the phones.
In the news.
Kay has been waiting. So good morning, Kay. What's on your mind? And welcome. You're live.
Hi, Linda. Hi, hey. Carl.
Hi,
Happy
Kay.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
I just called to thank you for the tickets to Sleeping Beauty. My friend and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mom, we're glad that you did. And yeah. You know what? We've given away all types of tickets. In fact, we've got some more for the Sweetheart Ball here that for the reenactors are putting on.
Well, right. Great. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. You know, we just love the fact that these school musicals are just way beyond what we would expect. Did you have...
Well, and considering that they're junior high and below, all the kids, all the actors and actresses are junior high and below.
Yeah, I think eighth grade is
the
highest.
Not even high school.
Yeah, they're like eighth grade is the oldest ones there.
Right. Yeah. And the settings are beautiful. I mean, they're very professionally done. I mean, you just have to pinch yourself to realize that these are just little kids, really. And it's so good, and I just thought, you know, if somebody is wondering whether they should go this next weekend, I highly recommend they go.
Well, thank you.
There you go. Well, I think
sure.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
And one other thing I think is there's a lot of discipline that goes into something like this. On both the teacher's side, and you know, the adults and the kids. And it comes through, because there's no way they could put this together if they didn't have the proper discipline, and that's lacking today.
Kids that are in the arts and things like that,
right.
and athletics and the junior ROTCs and all that, they're being taught responsibility and being where they have to be on time and learning the things they have to do, and it being part of a team.
But some of the schools are just putting things together, and they don't have the discipline that they should have. And it's not the kids' fault; it's the adults. But this has a wonderful mix. It's just it's close as you can get to perfect. So I highly recommend it.
Well, thank you.
And I think the kids and the adults both need to be appreciated because they've done an excellent job.
Great. Super.
In fact, they could take it on the road.
Well, maybe they will. Maybe they'll make a tour of the other elementary schools.
They did do that when Shasta did Fiddler on the Roof. Oh. They took the production was so wonderful. That was Shasta. They took it on the road. Did it.
Thank you.
Okay,
that's great.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kay.
Hey,
you should do that.
Yeah. Speaking of great, Thursday was a big day for the smallest Sheraton Hotel in North America. 130-room Sheraton Reading Hotel at Sundial Bridge celebrated its grand opening 2 years after construction started and some 10 years after the vision for hotel to complement Turtle Bay Exploration Park was launched. It's pretty amazing. Some statistics here. The project was not without controversy and finally was brought to the voters, who in November 2014 approved a ballot measure that paved the way for the hotel to get built. Measure B meant the city could sell about 14 acres at Turtle Bay to the McConnell Foundation for $600,000. The sale included a five-acre parcel in which the Sheraton stands. There's also a Turtle Bay financed the project with an $11 million loan from Tri-Counties Bank and $3.3 million each from the McConnell Foundation and KBK Foundation in Sacramento. Sheraton Sundial Reading, or SSR, is a for-profit entity Turtle Bay created to own the property. Depending on the season, rooms at the hotel run from around $130 to $210 a night. The six suites start at $229 a night. The Sheraton also features the Santiago Terrace, named after Sundial Bridge architect Santiago Calatrava, and the area has two fire pits as well as where guests can gather. Dog-friendly as well, Carl, and they're going to have a little doggy menu. But anyway, so the launch of the hotel, congratulations, it did happen. It was the buzz across town throughout the entire weekend, other than the Women's March.
Well, the Women's March, and that's an interesting thing. When you look at it, you know, it was either 250 or 600 women that were marching, people marching, because there's some guys in there. And depending on which news organization you want to listen to, but there were still, you know, hundreds out there. And but what they also said was it kind of like was split down along party lines there, that many, as Judy Salter was one of the speakers, says, many of my friends who were, you know, from another party said that they really didn't feel like they were going to be welcome there. And if you look at some of the signs and some of the things that were being said, like impeach Trump, you know, all these other things, it was a primarily Democrat anti-Trump march.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean that's what it looked. If you looked at the signs and if you looked at, you know, the some of the comments that they had in the paper, then you would have to just say any reasonable person would say that it was an anti-Trump. You know, not totally. You know, women were voting for equal rights. You know, equal this, equal that, and I firmly believe it. You know, I've got daughters and granddaughters, and I expect them to be paid as the same as any man to have any chance. Depending on what they're doing, as any man. When I say depending on what you're doing, that includes infantry. If they can meet the qualifications that have not been changed or lowered or lessened in not one iota, not one inch, not one ounce,
okay,
then go out there and compete.
Now, according to my Facebook today, I saw several of my friends that were there and saying, this is not about party lines. I remember in several posts, this is not about party lines. This is about equality for women.
And I'm just reading. I got this from Ms. Salter's lips, according to the record search.
According to what I'm reading here, there were 1,000 women people.
Yeah, well, see, it
this
depends
is from
on
Action News and 12 and 24.
Well, according to 7, there was 250, and from the paper, 600.
Okay, well, this is what I'm telling you right now that's coming up. One day after the National March Movement, Women Are Running March. Estimated 1,000, just saying.
This was the same people that said there was 1,000 there, that, and there was 3,000 for the anti-tax march. But anyway, but going back to this, there was also a march on Friday that had hundreds of thousands of women in it. Did you know about it? The pro-life march? Did you see anything about that? Well, I don't think so. Did you see it in the papers? No. Do you think the Record Searchlight had something in there? No. Do you think USA Today did? No. So, you know, there was a march for kids, people, you know, for pro-life. And hundreds of thousands. Still, not one bit of coverage. And then the next day, you had the Women's March for Equality. And what, you know, so, and they had all the publicity. Fair? I think not. So, you know, when it comes to this, it's kind of like, I just know what I read and what I see. And if you look at that photo right up there that you're looking at, right there, you see all the signs? Yeah, right there. And then you see what the people are saying. When they comment, oh, it's Trump, he's wrong, it's divisive, that's why I'm against him. Have you thought about going along and trying to work along with him? No. That's too
hard. Well, the one I'm seeing is so sad, even introverts are here. And that's a sign that, you know, I mean,
Okay.
Okay, so we...
How many pink hats are out there?
Not a lot. I see in this picture, it's got Planned Parenthood, and there's a tree up. So.
Yeah, heavy Planned Parenthood. You don't, do you see pro-life anything there? Were they invited? Just wondering. Hey, we have, you know what, speaking of people that are pro-life, and I'm not talking about babies' rights. I'm talking about people that through the use of horses and dogs, help our people that are suffering through various diseases, including post-traumatic stress. And they're going to be with us next. After that, we're going to have Richard Kern, who is the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake. He is going to talk about the impact that marijuana has had on their small community. And since they have wholeheartedly embraced it and what it's done for them and what it's cost them. So we're going to be right back after these messages. You know, if you're going out and you're going to fill up your car or your truck or your company needs to do that, then you need to give SST Oil a call at 241-1167. They're your full-service petroleum company, serving the needs of thousands with fine-quality fuels they can trust, bulk fuel to your job site 365 days a year. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary in 2017, so they're going for their next 100. They're the premier fuel oil company serving Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1967. Let SST Oil be your diesel exhaust fluid provider, your card for your commercial cards, for your fueling cards. They're good in 57,000 places throughout the country. SST Oil, 241-1167. Somebody else that's also doing a lot for our community. We'll be right back.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who can dance on the floor and around.
Adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The name says it all. Veterans Diesel and Auto. When it comes to keeping your wheels rolling, you can depend on Justin to give you quality, guaranteed work. Customers on Yelp praise Veterans Diesel and Auto, saying it's excellent, honest, and fair repairs. Now, veterans, you can also receive an additional 10% off all labor costs on any car or truck repair. Veterans Diesel and Auto Repair, 5246 Westside Road. Look them up online by searching Veterans Diesel Reading, a veteran-owned local small business.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, times 25 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's, 43 degrees going up to 52 today. Weather should be clearing this afternoon. And weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by
Home Helpers, located at 2620 Larkspur Lane. You know, if you are looking for in-home care, excuse me, it could be for elderly, or it could be if somebody just has had an operation. It could be, you know, somebody broke an ankle, or let's say your parents are elderly, and you need to get somebody in there. They're bonded, they're insured, and Sharon Clark, the owner of Home Helpers, this is her baby. She's been doing this for 9, 10, I think she's going on her 10th year or plus. And we just highly recommend that if you're looking for in-home care services, it's more than you can imagine, and a safe, safe environment. 226-8250, that's Home Helpers.
Okay, we're here with Jody.
Joni?
Magini.
Yes.
And from the DLB Ranch Incorporated. And she's here with us to talk about equine-assistive psychotherapy and learning. So, talk to us.
Good morning.
What is that
exactly? Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me here this morning, and thank you, Frank Rose, for helping to facilitate this so I could be here and tell you about what it is that we do. We do collaborate, equine-assisted psychotherapy and learning, and we collaborate with the Veterans Canine Union in Connection in Anderson. What we have found as we both work with veteran programs is when we have the dogs and the horses together, it allows for people who are maybe not so sure about those great big horses to reduce their anxiety level. It allows them to go out if we have been working a session in the arena, and allows them to go out for a minute with the dogs, gain support, gain some comfort, and then start back in. Bruce and I met last spring at an event and discovered that we both had the same goal. We want to help people. His program is very dedicated to helping veterans with PTSD. My program, Equine-Assisted Psychotherapy and Learning, has different programs for different needs. We work with a group of at-risk youth that come out weekly, and we work exercises with them. We do team building for first responders, corporate groups where they're looking for possibly identifying dysfunction or a weak link in their corporate team, and also especially first responders who need the ability to be able to kind of decompress a little bit and get rid of some of that adrenaline that they're always carrying with them. And the horses do an amazing job at doing this. Horses are totally honest. They don't lie. And so when you have a group in and you have them with horses, if you walk up and you're all anxiety-ridden and upset and spinning around, the horse takes one look at you and goes, mm-mm, see you, guy, bye, and walks off. So that requires you to look into yourself. Take a few deep breaths, which we talk about doing. We do the 4x4. 4 counts in, hold for 4, 4 counts out, and allow you to recenter yourself and then go up and try to join the horse herd. It is an amazing experience, especially with kids, to see them being able to make these connections and work with the horses. Everything we do is at liberty with them. But having the dogs is a wonderful adjunct, because if there is any concern, they can take a step back, do what we call a recircle, take a step back, work with the dog for a few minutes, reduce their anxiety, and come back in again. Now, what we're doing currently, which is so very fulfilling for both of our groups, we have been going down to Rancho Tehama Elementary School, and we have had the opportunity. They allow us to work right on the premises. I take a couple of horses down, and the veterans take down between two or three dog teams. And the kids are allowed to come out, and we work with them, usually a class at a time, and then they can go over and work with the dogs for a little while. And we do these different exercises to allow them to gain self-esteem, self-confidence, work through fear, and also overlay a very positive experience over something that was very negative that happened at school. And it's been very exciting. Unfortunately, the last couple of weeks, it's too wet because I'm right on their field, so I haven't been able to take horses. But I've been going down with the group anyway, and we just hang out with the dogs and the kids. And the teachers are telling us that this is such a positive experience and that the kids are talking more, working through the crisis. So the exercises that we are using down there are specifically for crisis. That's another level of work we do. So we have a veterans program, team building programs, crisis programs, family in crisis, at-risk youth. There are six different levels of the program that I'm certified with, which is OK Corral Series, Greg Kirsten out of Nevada. He actually started equine-assisted psychotherapy and learning back in the 80s. So it's kind of neat to go back to the founder and gain that kind of training.
Kind of, so it can't be every horse that can do this. Is that correct?
There are very few that cannot, because this isn't about horsemanship. This is about horse behavior, natural horse behavior.
But you need kind of a calm horse, though, I would think. Not necessarily?
Not necessarily. I've
so
got
any horse, huh?
I have an Arabian. Uh-huh. One of my herd is an Arabian, and they are not calm. They are very free-spirited, and it really requires personal interior inside integrity to be able to connect. What we do is we talk about the difference between packs and herds. Humans are actually pack animals. We're predators. Eyes go straight forward. We kill. We're a pack. Horses, sheep, goats, cows, they are prey animals. Their eyes go to the side so that all they have to do is slightly turn their head and they can see 360 degrees behind them. So as a human, when we walk up to a horse, the first thing a horse goes is, are you going to eat me? You have stereo eyes. You're a predator. You're going to eat me. So when we as humans asked to join the horse herd, then we become part of that herd. In a herd, safety of the herd is more important than anything else. So the leader of the herd, the alpha, will make sure that everybody is safe before anything else.
So you use the horses then to bring calmness and common sense to get in touch with people's integrity inside, right? Any chance you can take your horses back to Washington, D.C.? Into the Congress.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? We could do it on the White House lawn.
You could do it on the reflecting pool areas there and bring in Democrats and Republicans, bring in everybody and have them just all kind of be horsed, you know, until they come out of this craziness that it seems that we're facing in the government. And then maybe you should start small. Because I really believe in this, because I've seen this work, first of all. I have seen this work. I've helped with equine therapy before in the sense of walking along, you know, leading the horse when they had somebody on it. I think you should start in Sacramento, frankly. But you know what? What I really want to get into is how can people get a hold of you? How can they, if they say, you know what, this is something I would like to do, or this is what my family needs, how do they get a hold of you?
I'm here in Cottonwood, not too far from here. I use a ranch. I have my own ranch there, and I covered my arena. I have a group of volunteers that help. Mm-hmm. They can reach us at 530, of course, 347-9902. That's 347-9902. Or go to our website, which is www.dlikedavidllikelincolnblikeboyranch.org.
DLB. DLB Ranch.
.org, yes. Mm-hmm. And just a couple of quick asides. Our particular program is not, there is no on the horse. It is all on the ground. And we do lots of various exercises on the ground and variations of those exercises. So there's, for anyone who is fearful, it is not about getting on a horse, and they don't have to worry about that.
It's just joining the herd.
It's joining the herd and learning about yourself. And we do one particular exercise called Little Obstacles in Life, where we set up obstacles that they go over, under, around, and through. And then they get to a safe place. So each obstacle they describe, what is the obstacle you're trying to get over in life? And just verbalization of a lot of that when you're managing this 1,200-pound gorgeous creature brings a lot to the forefront for individuals. And then when they get to their safe place, when we were talking with the children down in Rancho, we asked them, what does your safe place look like? And the beauty of it was 90% of them said they felt safe with their teachers because their teachers took care of them during that incident. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Wow.
Just so powerful. And we are working also. We're going to start working with the teachers down there as well. That staff, I have to say, is so incredibly dedicated.
Well, thank you so much. And DLB Ranch, if you want to go to dlb.org, you'll find out more information about equine-assisted psychotherapy. Learn about this ranch. Support this ranch as well as, you know, the Veterans Canine Connections. There's so much more to dig deep into. It's a fabulous thing, and you know I've always thought that there was a lot of spirit in animals.
Yes, there is. So, there definitely is. And we are a nonprofit organization, and we are totally funded by donations. So I am not gonna. I will put a pitch out there. We can use all the help we can get.
And this is Joni Magini from the DLB Ranch Incorporated.
Thank you so very much.
We've been going down there for the last 5 weeks. And the school has asked us, would we come every Wednesday for the rest of the year, which we are devoted to do. I go down and I watch and I observe, and now I'm allowed to take some pictures, which I'm very happy to see. And also, just to let you know, one of the teachers there was in the Air Force for 4 years. And he said, gee, it was great, the Air Force, ha, ha, ha. And he said, now I became a teacher and was here, and I went through this thing. He said, I went to pieces, and I can't imagine how I feel. And then to know these kids are going through something, he said, it's tremendous for what the dogs and the horses are doing here at the school. And they just, it's becoming a big family. And I can tell you, just observation is just a wonderful thing to see. All the kids come, and they know all the dogs' names, the horses' names. They know everybody that comes down there as a crew. They know everybody real well, and they look forward to coming down. And that's a wonderful thing, believe me.
Well, and that's Frank Rose. And Frank, of course, has been Veteran of the Year and Veteran of the Century and Veteran of the last century, too, probably, and the century before that. Frank's getting up there.
Thank you,
no,
Frank.
No, but Frank, you so much for this. And, Joni, thank you so much for what you're doing, because I know you're doing it out of love. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted demurals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming a bigger thing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Box. Monday morning. Gosh, it can't be the 24th. It can't be the... It's not, because it's the 22nd. I was going to be only 22nd, and I thought, gosh, I've lost two more days of January. January's almost gone.
Gee, well, we have just another week.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They know the ins and outs of repairing windshields. He's been doing it for decades. It's a veteran-owned business, and Jeff knows his business. Whether it's a chip less than a size of a dime or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it. He doesn't mess with your mind. He'll look at it. He'll say, I can fix it. And he'll fix it and guarantee it for life. Yeah. Or he'll just say, I can't do that. You know what? It's too much. The crack is in such a place. I can fix it, but it's gonna impair your vision. I mean, he says things like that because he's honest. He's extremely honest. And he gives extremely good work. Does extremely good work on your windshields. Give him a call at 241-8373 or... check him out at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned business. And I tell you what, he fixed my windshield 10 years ago, and it's still holding there. It hasn't moved. Well, the windshield's still there, but the crack hasn't gotten not one microscopic inch larger.
Hey, you want to talk about the government shutdown?
I'm ready. In fact,
okay.
I got notes here.
Okay, good.
Let's call it what it is, though. The Schumer shutdown.
Okay. So today there's a hope of a resolution. The Senate was scheduled to vote at 12 p.m. today, and a bill that would fund the government through February 8th. The short-term fix that would allow talks on a permanent deal to continue is the latest shutdown. Some workers will work, some won't. Federal workers deemed essential will stay on the job. The mail will be delivered. And military and homeland security operations will remain up and running. And while hundreds of thousands of workers were furloughed immediately, some employees were allowed to work up to 4 hours to prepare for the shutdown. Statue of Liberty will reopen. And let's see. So the shutdown began Saturday after senators blocked a short-term funding bill What do you have?
Well, that's it. You know what? This thing, it's called what it is, Schumer shutdown. And let's say what this is about. It's about they're caring for illegals. Illegals, chain migration, not building the wall, anything, keeping our borders open. Then they care about our military. This is a Democrat-funded or a Democrat-led shutdown. And people need to understand this. You know, when the Republicans shut it down for whatever reason, they took a lot of heat, and they should have. They should have been able to work it out. In this case, it's the Democrats. They care more about illegals coming across the border, about that wall not being built. They care more about that than paying our military. Yeah, that's right. Our military not getting paid. Our law enforcement agencies not getting paid. And here's the stupidest thing. We're furloughing them, right? So we're paying these people, all these government workers, the hundreds of thousands that are off. Do you think that they're not going to get paid for these days? Of course they are. Of course they are. So what are we doing? We're paying them for staying home. I want a job like that. I want a job like that where I can be, and people will pay me to stay home. And if I get any crazier on the radio, we may see that. It may be by the Democratic National Party. It may be the Women's March will fund enough money for me to stay home for a year and pay me every day. But the fact is that a government shutdown that still pays the workers, you know, okay, they're not getting paid right now. So when they get back after 4, 5, 6, 7 days, they get paid for it. So let's hope they all, you know, let's hope they get their heads together and at least give themselves a chance to work this out. And you know, they're saying is that they want an up and down vote on the floor of the Senate. Fine, do it. Let's find out where people are.
Well, according to James S. Robbins, who is USA Today Board of Contributors, he says, quote, shutdowns are high drama but essentially low impact.
Yeah.
The biggest outcome of the 1995-96 shutdown had nothing to do with the federal budget. Well, most of the paid White House staff were furloughed, but Clinton team used unpaid interns temporarily to fill in. This is how Monica Lewinsky entered American history when pizza delivery turned into a sexual encounter. Whoever ultimately gets blamed, the larger issue is the budgeting by crisis that has become the norm. A shutdown might help our elected officials focus on fixing the broken system before voters decide that they are non-essential and tell them to stay home.
I like that. You know, here's the other thing, too, is that when you start doing this about who, what's non-essential and what really shuts down, there's not, you know, things don't shut down. You know, the military operation's still going, the intel agencies are still going, the Department of Defense is still going. I mean, everything is still going. And he's right. The fact is that the impact you have is, oh, you can't go to the Statue of Liberty. Well, they opened up the Statue of Liberty. He closed down the This is what Obama did. He closed down the World War II Memorial. He chained it off. I mean, that was just, you know what? That was just Bush League. But then Bush did a lot of things too that were Bush League. But this Obama did was just, you know, that was playing into minors. He didn't have to do that.
Okay. Meanwhile, in South Dakota and Upper Midwest, Iowa, Southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we're buried under 6 to 12 inches of snow with localized amounts of up to 18 inches.
Global warming. Global warming. It's coming.
Just saying.
There's a, okay, we want to finish this up with some Democrats in Sacramento.
Okay.
You know, the Democrats are our friends. These two they've introduced a bill that said since this tax break for these companies, these rich Americans that are being, you know, that they reduced the taxes on companies from 39 to 21 or 35 to 21%. Well, we want their money. You know, we want their profits. So they've introduced a bill for any company that nets over $1 million. That's any company that nets over $1 million, and that could be like a, you know, it's not, those aren't like Apple, you know, no, these are like a lot of the backbone companies here in the in California. So they want to take half of what they make and use it for social programs.
Let's just chase the rest of the business out of the state.
You know, this idea is so stupid. I mean, this is so stupid that the Sacramento Bee even piles on and says, are you kidding? Really, you know what? You know who you're hurting? You're going to hurt the middle class again. It's like, oh, when you raise the taxes on gas, who did you hurt? You hurt the middle class. You hurt us. You didn't hurt the guys there in Sacramento. Why? They get free gas. You didn't hurt the rich people. They don't even know how much gas is. And gas today is the highest it's been in like 4 years today. How about that? I think that's what it said. I have to talk to I'll get a hold of Sue, because Sue made that, said that it was the biggest jump in, I don't know, maybe it was 4 weeks, maybe not 4 years, but 4 weeks to starting out this week in gas sales. And it's going to get worse because the taxes are just going to keep going up. Anyway, hey, after we take the break, we're going to have Richard Kern on, who is the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake. As you know, they've taken the lead in the marijuana industry up here in the North State, in North Cal, where we are. And they're being used as an example by other people. Let's take a look at what's going on, what it's done for them, and what impacts it's had as soon as we get back from the news.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. That news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew in a newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Coming up in about 1 hour, a Senate vote that could end the 3-day partial government shutdown.
12 o'clock, we'll vote to end the Democratic leader's filibuster and advance instead a bipartisan bill that would put this mess behind us.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calling that mess he referred to the Schumer shutdown. House Speaker Paul Ryan says if the Senate does approve the temporary spending bill to reopen the government through February 8th, the House will follow suit. The Palestinians are predictably angry about Vice President Pence's announcement today that the U.S. Embassy in Israel will relocate to Jerusalem well ahead of schedule.
In the weeks ahead, our administration will advance its plan to open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. And that United States Embassy will open before the end of next year.
The Vice President in an address today to the Israeli Knesset. It's been a shooting today at a high school in the small town south of Dallas. The Ellis County Sheriff's Office saying the shooter is in custody following this morning's gunfire. It happened around 8 o'clock local time at the school in Italy. It's about 45 miles south of Dallas. Local media reporting that one young woman was wounded in the shooting. The Patriots will face the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And it's a goal of a lifetime for Philadelphia quarterback Nick Foles.
When I was up on that stage, that's something you dream about as a kid. And, you know, just being the magnitude of this game and for us to go out as a team and put together a great performance, I mean, that's something really special.
Super Bowl 52 to be played on February 4th in Minneapolis. Wall Street, the Dow down about 18 points. The NASDAQ is up 34. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. As a special offer, Apiary Fund is allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just call 800-959-4526 and leave us your email address, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-959-4526 and leave your email address on the voicemail. Your free report will be sent right away. 800-959-4526. That's 800-959-4526.
A former oil executive sentenced to life in prison, and a former high-ranking Vietnamese government official gets a lengthy prison term, the close of a major corruption trial.
Ever since the conservative faction of the Communist Party gained control of the Politburo at the last party congress 2 years ago, it has pursued officials thought to have become unusually wealthy during the decade-long tenure of ousted Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Dung. Dinh La Thanh has been given a 13-year prison sentence. He's the most senior official so far to be caught up in the anti-corruption sweep. Widely publicized, The trial offered Vietnamese people the spectacle of once untouchable figures weeping and pleading for leniency.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. Their gradual repatriation of more than 680,000 Rohingya Muslim refugees back to Myanmar from Bangladesh, that was scheduled to begin tomorrow, has been delayed amid widespread fears that refugees would be forced to return. Townhall.com. If you're planning a visit to the Statue of Liberty, feel free. Lady Liberty is open again despite the government shutdown.
The opening comes too late for John Lockhart, who came in from Scotland with his daughter Chelsea to celebrate her 21st birthday. They had Sunday tickets to visit the statue's crown.
It's my daughter's 21st birthday, so we booked this about 3 months ago. It's quite disappointing.
Governor Cuomo says starting Monday, the state will pay $65,000 a day to reopen the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island.
We want to keep tourism flowing, we want people coming, and we don't want any disruption.
The state did the same thing during the 2013 government shutdown. Julie Walker, New York.
The North Korean figure skating pair that will compete in the upcoming Winter Olympics in South Korea is now in Taiwan. There's a competition there this week. The two athletes were seen leaving Taipei Arena after a practice session on Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. And
let's talk about the weather, huh? Okay.
Thank you for rescuing me then. Yes. I was just kind of like wandering around.
That's all right. We have a lot of, we've got a couple of callers on the phone before we go there, and we have a special guest. And oh my gosh, this next hour is going to be really filled with a lot, chocked full of information. But right now, let's get you an update on the weather. It's currently 44 degrees in the downtown studios. Scattered showers today with our highs of 50, mostly cloudy tonight with our lows of around 36. The temperature on Tuesday, partly sunny, then a slight chance of rain, with temperatures reaching around 53 and going down at night with Tuesday night of around 41. Wednesday calls for 100% chance of rain with our highs of 50, and Wednesday night calls for, before 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with low of around 36. Thursday calls for chance of showers likely, cloudy with a high near 48. About 70% chance of precipitation. What are you cracking up about?
Everybody saw what you just did to me.
Friday, a slight chance
probably
of rain.
Heard the thump when you
slight chance
you
of rain
me.
And showers, mostly cloudy of around 51 on Friday, and Friday night chance of showers. So as we look through, we're going to have a wet week. And if you look at any way around it, you know, a couple variations. But, you know, Wednesday will be full-blown rain, but the rest of the time is going to be scattered showers. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Let's start off with Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are trading in the narrow range as investors digest the latest round of corporate earnings and await updates from Washington. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 3 points at 26,068. The S&P 500 is up 9 points at 2,819, and the NASDAQ Composite advancing 35 points at 7,372. Active stocks this morning on the big board, General Electric down a dime at $16.16. ADT Inc. down $1.10, trading at $11.31 per share. Bank of America up 2 cents at $31.75. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 38 cents at $39.34. Cornerstone Community Bank Corp. Flat and trading at $18 even. Bank of Commerce flat and trading at $11.60 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.65%. And for commodities, gold is up 3 cents at $1,335, silver up 3 pennies as well at $17.08 per ounce, and crude oil up 7 cents, trading at $63 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Thank you.
You know, Susan Eastman, first vice president of investments over there at Wells Fargo Investors. You know what? She does great work. She can take a look at your portfolio and tell you, you know, is this something you should be heading on? Maybe you should, you know, diversify a little more. That's where we go to, Susan Eastman. Again, down on Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors. Let's go to Sally. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Wow, good.
Yes, tonight I just wanted to invite your listeners to come on out to the Reading Patriots meeting because we're going to be talking about the new California movement that made a big splash last week and how it will not fix the problem of representation. It creates a much larger state than what the state of Jefferson has proposed. And it doesn't fix the fact that we still will be under the Reynolds v. Sims rule of the Supreme Court, which means that, you know, the more populated counties and cities will still have more voice over what happens to us in our government.
Well, you know what? You've got to take a look at. See, the other thing I'd look at, too, is how much money is being raised on this and where's that money going to?
Well, and that's something we need to find out. I have heard rumors, but I'm not sure that they're true.
Well, you got to find out. Find out if there's being money raised, and if the money's being raised, is it going for salaries, or is it going for really a movement like you all have been building over the last 10 years?
Yes, we've been accused by the leader of that movement of taking money from George Soros.
Well, this
if
is
we
Paul
did, well, why would we need to do these fundraisers to support our court case?
This is Paul Preston, of course, that you're talking about. Paul Preston, I wouldn't trust Paul Preston further than I could throw him, and he's pretty big. So, I mean, this is just my opinion of him. I'd be glad to tell him why if he ever comes here. Anyway.
You may get a chance.
Well, good. Maybe we can get him on the radio. I like to talk to him. Let's really find out who Paul Preston is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, so we invite people to come on out, and we do have an update also on our court case, and the people who meet for Jefferson meet at 5:30. So if you have questions or want to get involved with the state of Jefferson and what we're doing, Movement for the People of Rural California, come on out tonight at 5:30 at 3276 Pacelli Lane. 6 o'clock for our main meeting, and it's at the Eagle's Nest Church on
all
the
right.
Kelly Lane.
Thanks, Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet.
Okay, bye.
Hey, you know, a lot of things are going on here in the world, and, of course, marijuana is one of them. Besides being a sanctuary state, we're also a marijuana-infused state, which I can't help but think is going to have an impact down the road. However, it's already having an impact in one part of Shasta County, and that's over in the city of Shasta Lake. And I've been remiss in not having this man on, except I see him in a lot of places and say hello to him, and he's a good guy. Richard Kern.
And thank you for
veteran,
your service.
A veteran. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Carl.
Well,
thank you for having me on the radio.
Today, yeah.
Well, you know what? You all are embraced. Can I use that word, embraced?
Sure.
All right. And we're going to talk about, you know, I'm going to take an early break so that we can get the break out of the way, and then we also give us some time to get into it, like why. Why did you do it? Why did the city do it? The impact it's had on the city, both good and negative. And what do you see the future is here, especially since Reading is in the process, it looks like, of approving the sales itself. Okay, so we're going to be right back with the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, a bank that is started locally, a bank that hires your neighbors, a bank that moves your dreams forward. That's right, Cornerstone Community Bank. Go down and visit their newest branch on Market Street, right south of Jack's. You're going to find out that you like the hours, you like the people, you like the way they treat you. Cornerstone Community Bank.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status. to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly, today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Man from Earth. Be there as a retirement party for a far too young professor leads to more questions than answers for a group of friends wishing farewell. Is he immortal or is he an imposter? Only he knows for sure. Written by Jerome Bixby, directed by Daryl Alvey and Spencer Deardorff. Running January 20th through February 10th. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Only at Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Nobody feels like working. Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red. Panama Red.
Panama Red.
If you're a woman, then you'll have your head.
Panama Red. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. I like that song. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 22nd of January, 2018, 43 degrees, going up to 53 today. Weather should be clearing here this afternoon, and then tomorrow will be kind of cloudy but dry, and then Wednesday it really kicks in again. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years, winning best in the North State. Why? Because they are the best in the North State. They're going to take care of any type of heating and cooling system you have. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. This is who works on our stuff, Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and Pam. We're here with, I'll just call him the mayor, Richard Kern, though he's kind of, y'all trade out every so often.
Every year.
But, you know, ever since I've known you, it seems like you've been the mayor.
Been the mayor, yeah.
Okay. City of Shasta Lake embraced marijuana. Why?
Well, 55% of the people voted for it. That means that they wanted it out there. Okay. There was a lot of us that was against it.
Uh-huh.
And not just the general sale of marijuana, but against also the medical marijuana. There mm-hmm. was a lot of people that were against that. Okay, it's legal. It's here. Now we've got to find a way to work with it. And that's not that easy. Because when you start making your ordinances, your rules, your regulations and stuff, that's... Okay, fine. Now you got to find a way to enforce them. And with the governor shutting down prisons instead of building them, how do you enforce these things? We're just, you know, you can bust somebody for smoking a marijuana joint on the corner, which is illegal, A lot of these people don't believe that, but that is still illegal.
It still is illegal federal law.
That is illegal. Yeah. It's illegal.
Like having an open can of beer. It's not legal.
Okay, well, what about guys smoking crack pipes?
Well,
Isn't that illegal too?
Yeah, okay, no, that's not legal. It's not. You can't do that out in the public.
That's all illegal. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, it's this, but they're never arrested.
Well, they are, but when they're arrested, 30 minutes later, they're back on the street. So what good does it do to arrest them?
So they give them citations or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then they don't pay attention to the citations.
That's true. Anyway, so they were going to, you know, they okayed the sale of medicinal marijuana. The city of Shasta Lake said, okay.
We have some people that want to open up their dispensaries for the medical marijuana, and let's make some money off of this. And so we allowed 2 marijuana dispensaries in the city of Shasta Lake, and we expected about $180,000 a year in taxes. Which, you know, that's pretty good.
City of Shasta Lake, that's good stuff.
Good budget chunk. Well, we end up getting a little over, $450,000. And, you know, hey, come on now, that's good money for a city to take in. And so, you know, they started, hey, this is a pretty good deal. Let's see what we can do. Well, then they come along and they go, well, we want a third dispensary. No, we don't want a third dispensary. Oh, yeah, it's legal. Here it is. And by 1 foot, that's what they said, by 1 foot it was legal. Well, it went through the planning commission, went through all the stuff that it's supposed to go through.
What do you mean by 1 foot? You mean the building they wanted
building
to put
Building they
in?
Wanted to put was okay. 1 foot too far away from what they said, too far away from the other dispensary,
mm-hmm.
and too far away from the school.
Okay, so it was...
That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I didn't buy
now,
it.
Now, who is they?
Well, the people that want to put the marijuana in there. Dispensary in there.
So you can't be within 1,000 feet of another one or 1,000 feet of a school, right?
Right. Yeah, we have some pretty good restrictions in that. And anyway, they came to the city council, and I'm going, no, that's not right, because you're measuring, I forget what it is, it's like inside of the building or some ridiculous thing. And so when it came up to vote, I voted against it. Well, now I have a reputation out there of being Mr. Had a Marijuana. Well, I am and I'm not. I mean, it's legal. It's here. As long as they're obeying the rules of the road, it's just like working a bar or working a liquor store or working any of those dispensary-type things. The people wanted it. They passed it. They got it. And what's amazing about that is, like I told you earlier, okay, it passed by 55% to 45%. But 60% to 70% of the people didn't even bother to vote. Come on, why didn't you get out there and vote?
Well, the people that did and voted against it were overvoted.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's talk about something else, though. Here.
Okay.
Okay, so you embraced it, you got $440,000.
Yeah.
This is a drug that causes people to act differently.
Yes.
I mean... It does.
Oh yeah, it does.
It fogs their brains. It can't. I'm just saying, it is for the most majority, it has a cerebral impact on people. So, and then you talk about kids being able to get to it, and the long term effects it has on kids and young people. Did the city of Shasta Lake sell their soul?
No, I don't think we sold our soul per se. We're just collecting the devil's due.
Oh,
We're doing the will of the people and making them pay for it.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's like, okay, back in the 60s when they started serving marijuana for free in Vietnam and Southeast Asia and places like that, they were, you know, the guys would get so high on their marijuana, they would literally hand you their weapon. Yep. They would just be passed out cold. Well, that's... The worst effect of marijuana is that people don't know what they're doing once they get high on it. But we just had a guy that was busted for, he was drinking marijuana and opiates all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is ridiculous. Okay, what did they do to him? They wrote him a citation.
Why? They've had others that have been in car wrecks and all that,
yeah,
too.
Those are different. Yeah.
Okay.
But there's nothing
you can do about it.
There's nothing you can do about it. So let's... let's collect some tax money off of this. And this is what the city of Shasta Lake is doing. We're going to collect some money off of this. We're now going to have money to work our ordinances, to enforce our ordinances. We're going to have money to pay for specially trained officers that know how to handle these people so that they can't just turn and walk.
So they can find out if they're trained, so they can find out if they're truly inebriated or under the influence of marijuana.
Right.
Now, where does this money go to? To the sheriff or who?
Well, some of it will go to the sheriff. Some of it will stay. We'll have trained people within the city.
You're going to have your own police force?
No, we won't have our own police. But we can. Okay. What's really great about the sheriff's department being our police force is we have the entire sheriff's department. We have all their investigators. We have access to everything they have out there. And so we have probably one, per capita, we have one of the best police departments in the state of California.
So if you're making $440,000 a year, how much of that goes to the law enforcement, would you say?
On the sales tax money, that all goes into the general fund. Right now, I think it's $130,000+ is going towards additional law enforcement out there.
Okay. So you are paying then for at least another officer out there.
Another officer, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's an officer and a half, actually. So.
Well, that's right, because the sheriff's department didn't get paid that much.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, Gary says to us, why do you think that you're going to be any different than Colorado, Oregon, or Washington State, that they have to pay out $2 in services for every dollar taken in?
Well, we're not going to be that much different, except for I don't think we're charging $2 for every dollar taken in.
They're saying is that because of things that are happening to people, you know, under the influence and all these things, they're having to spend $2 to take care of these people for every dollar they take in.
Okay, for the addiction problems.
Car wrecks, lost productivity, all this kind of stuff. So people that quit their jobs because they're just smoking dope all the time.
Yeah. Well, for that, we don't know exactly what that cost is going to be. It's going to be high. Mm-hmm. There's no getting around it. It's just like I said, it's like with alcohol. It's like with opiates. It's like with any of the drug problems.
Mm-hmm.
Your outside costs are high. And how do you cover those costs? Because the average taxpayer is picking it up. How about we tax the people that are causing it? Let's have them pay for it, and that's our primary goal. It's going to be taxed from the guy that's growing,
mm-hmm.
to the guy that's transporting, to the guy that's investigating the stuff, inspecting it, making sure that it's clean, it's mm-hmm. full, it doesn't have any pesticides or anything in it.
Do y'all have an inspection? Do y'all have an inspection facility?
That's what we're developing with this tax money. We're going to have all this stuff. We're going to have trained people that know how to do this, how to inspect this stuff, and how to control it.
Is this a county? Is this going to be like a county department?
No, this will be a city of Shasta Lake department.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yes, okay, city of Shasta Lake department. It won't be like a private company that you said that you're going to set up, and then they have to pay you taxes on what they take in.
Okay, right now it is a private company because we do not have the trained personnel.
Okay.
As soon as we start getting money and start getting a trained personnel, then it will be personnel within the city.
Then you will set up your own.
But we have to get to that.
You have to get to that point. I understand that. So you're using privatization right now for this. But when you can bring it up, then people are going to have to run it through the city to be checked.
Right.
Now, what if the county...
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get into that after the break. Let's keep going back on the city of Shasta Lake. What have you done with that money to improve the lot of your citizens?
Well, right now, we don't have the money. The money hasn't come in yet.
Well, I thought you said you had $400,000.
No, that's the sales tax money.
Right, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay. The sales tax money that we've been collecting. Well,
no, I haven't gotten into the recreational sale yet. That's the next half hour.
So,
but what have you done with that $440,000 that's helped your community?
Well, we've tried to spend it in positive ways in the community. A lot of it has been like donated to the nonprofit organizations in the city of Shasta Lake and some nonprofits in the state, in the California, in the mm-hmm. county. A portion of it goes for that. A portion of it's going for slowly fixing up our roads. But to patch a pothole in the road, you know, can cost you $15,000-$20,000.
Isn't that ridiculous? Why does it cost that much?
Well,
I mean, I used to be in that kind of business, and I mean, I know how much it cost me to buy it and all this. But and it is expensive, but I mean, it shouldn't be that expensive.
It shouldn't be, but you have your environmental impact report.
Hey, we're just going to go patch up a little bit of asphalt. How about some cement here?
Right.
No. Okay. What about this? Are you helping to pay off? Do you have any unfunded liabilities in the city of Shasta Lake?
Not right now, we don't, and hopefully we won't have. We have enough reserve money to cover all of our liabilities.
Okay. That's because you don't have a police department and you don't have a lot of those things.
Right.
What about what if the county comes in and says, "Well, we're going to slap a marijuana tax on you because you're the ones that are raising it, or you're the ones that are bringing in the money to help pay for something."
That'll just be additional tax money that'll be added to the marijuana sales. I mean,
it's called a pass through.
Yeah, okay. Right now we're basically talking about sales, but the eventual tax money.
Now,
the big money.
That's okay. We're going to get to that in a second.
Mm.
The big money. Now, we're going to take a break here. We're here with Richard Kern, a former mayor, and still in the city council there, and we still call him the mayor over there of the city of Shasta Lake. Now, you got to remember, city of Shasta Lake is how large?
10,428 people.
On a good day.
Yeah.
On a good day.
And well, when I leave, it drops by two.
By two.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
What it was called. Some said it's a flower and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry and then everything was gone.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream?
good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 as we get a little high here today talking to the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake because, you know, as he comes in, he brings this flavor of freedom to smoke the weed. Tell me what the weather is and I'll tell you who's bringing it to us.
Well, speaking of high, today our highs will be 50 degrees. Our low is 36, is currently 43. I'm just going to give you a quick weather update, and that's it. Shasta Gas Propane brings our weather.
Okay, and Cypress Square Barbershop brings us this segment of the show, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's in, of course, Cypress Square Shopping Center right off of Athens, and it's a veteran-owned business, and it's man's last stronghold right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Richard Kern, who is a veteran, and this is a hardcore guy, too, by the way. But he's also the mayor, former mayor of the city of Shasta Lake, and voted to bring in, to embrace not recreational cell, but the medicinal cell of marijuana there, and it's worked out for him to the space of like $440,000. They have three dispensaries, of which he voted against the last one. So,
right.
So they said, well, that's because you must be anti-marijuana. He says, no, it was just it didn't meet, as far as you're concerned, the specifications of the law.
That's right. As long as you've got to go
with what the law says.
What the law says.
Yeah. Okay. But now, drum roll here. We have it's recreational has been approved. And you guys are running full bore with this. And, in fact, other places are using you all as an example.
Correct. Yeah.
So talk to us about that.
Okay, well, if you look at what the city of San Francisco is doing, they're following our guidelines, finally getting something going. Okay, there are certain things, even in the state, you can't do. Like, you can't grow marijuana in your front window where people can see it. But if you drive through the city of San Francisco, you see these great, big, beautiful bushes growing in the front windows of houses.
Mm.
And I go, why are those people growing a tree indoors? Well,
it's a $3,000 tree there.
Yeah, they let them get away with it. They haven't done anything to enforce the state laws or anything. And it's not just the Bay Area. That's all up and down the state where they don't pay attention to what's going on. They let people go down to Fisherman's Wharf and go to Pier 39 and just look around and see the guys standing around there smoking their pipes and their crap. I mean, that's the only way to put it.
Sure.
Because they're there.
But we're talking about you guys
but
here.
We're talking about us. And,
right.
And what we've got now is we've got a taxation situation where we can collect money, where we can train people to enforce the ordinances. We can train people to enforce the law. And you have to have this. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, there was a gentleman that was headed east with a truckload of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And he got arrested, and they took his marijuana away from him. And the marijuana died while he was going through the civil thing.
Yeah.
And he sued the county for, what, $400,000+ because that's what he claimed he lost, and the county had to pay him.
Wow.
Now, does that make sense? I mean, here the guy is breaking the law.
Federal law.
He's breaking local law, too, at that time. He wasn't just breaking federal law. He was breaking the local laws.
I'm not even going to get into the legal system because how turned up it is.
No.
Okay, so so when they did this, when the state says, okay, we're going for recreational, what kind of law, did you change your ordinances very much?
No, we just added ordinances.
Okay.
We didn't change anything that was already in existence.
Okay.
We just added additional ordinances, additional controls.
Now, has the green light been given to sell?
Yes.
Recreational?
Recreational,
so it's out being sold right now.
It's being sold as of January the 1st. Now, here's the problem. The state just issued like a 90-day license.
Mm-hmm.
So in 90 or 120 days, the state may change their mind on what they're doing.
So then what are you going to do?
Well, they're not going to change their mind.
No, they're not going to change
about,
their mind. They're just
going to
tax.
They're just going to do something that's going to be good for the state, not necessarily for anybody else.
No.
Okay. So you have three dispensaries.
We have three dispensaries.
Selling
it
as fast as they can.
That's it. Yep.
But there's more to it than that.
Oh, there's a lot more to it than that.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your industrial park.
Okay. The growth, which is going to be a closed-in growth area, controlled. We have controls on they have to have aeration. They can't just let their odors grow out in
filtration
the wild
and all that.
And all that. They can't add chemicals to the water that's going to be destructive like they're doing now.
Rodenticide and all those
right,
things.
Right. All that's going to be all tested. Now, what's going to happen there is the guy that's growing the stuff, he's going to be paying a floor tax
mm-hmm.
per square foot.
Okay.
The guy that is now processing the stuff, which is a different guy altogether. He can't mm-hmm. be a grower and a processor.
Right.
He's going to be paying a tax. Now you have the guy that's doing the testing. You see how this is going? He's doing the testing to make sure there's no pesticides, to make sure everything is...
And he gets taxed.
And he gets taxed. Now you have the guy that's going to transport it from point A to point B.
Who's that?
Whoever gets the license to do that. You have to... Yes, that's right. You have to have a license to do that.
Does the city of Shasta Lake give them a license?
The city of Shasta Lake gives them a license, and then the state gives them a license. You have to go... both ways. And then when the federal government gets in, I'm sure they're going to say, okay, you need a license from us, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be, you know what?
You've got
12 different taxes on one ounce of marijuana gets taxed like six times.
Right. It's like wine, alcohol, any of that, tobacco.
Well, the difference is if you're in wine, you can produce it and deliver it.
Right.
If you are in marijuana...
If you're in marijuana, you can produce it, but you have to pay somebody to deliver it.
But if also you can also sell it. If you produce the wine, you can deliver it to your winery and you can sell it.
Right.
In marijuana, you can't do any of that.
No,
it's got to be separate.
It's got to be separate. It's stair stepped all the way up. But your wine is still taxed.
Oh yeah, wine's taxed.
And it's taxed at a very. People don't realize the rate at which wine is taxed.
Well, but what I'm saying is that you have.
The one person
they can keep one person doing that,
right?
As opposed with marijuana, where it's like you said, it's like if you grow it, you can't transport it, and you can't sell it.
That's right.
Okay, so you have distributors then. Okay, so all those people are being taxed,
right?
All right. So is all of your industrial park taken up?
Yeah, well, yes, but not all of it's marijuana. We have other.
So how big is your industrial park?
Oh, boy, let's see, what is that? There's one section out there that's 120-some acres. Oh, it's a good-sized industrial park.
Okay.
That's just one.
Who buys up this land? Are these big businesses or Knopf, these, like, small?
Knopf bought out there.
No, but I'm talking about the marijuana.
Oh, about the marijuana.
I don't think Knopf's growing. But are these, like, large companies out of state and all these
things?
No,
these are local. They're in-state guys.
Okay.
Some of them come up out of the Bay Area. Some of them come out of Fresno. You know, they come up from all over.
So they're going to be growing there.
They're going to be growing.
They're going to be processing there.
They're going to be growing. Then another one's going to be processing.
What about the derivatives of marijuana, like food, oil, medicinal things,
the only food
additives?
The only medicinal that I can think of off the top of my head is rope.
Well, no, because they can take this and they can reduce the marijuana down, take out the THC and use that. So that's another, I was just wondering if they're going to have like factories there. Because I was talking to a businessman in town, and he says where the real money's going to be is taking the marijuana and then that second level of making it into different things.
Okay, you're talking about making the honey oil where they put it in their cookies and
honey oil,
donuts.
That kind of stuff. Like I said, they're reducing the amount of THC in it so people can use it as pain relievers and all these things.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if that works, but I'm just going
to go with this. Yeah, well, that's what they claim. And there's all kinds of books that say, okay, you can do this, but then when you go and research the books, you go, well, where did this guy get his degree? I'm sorry, but that's...
So how much money is the city of Shasta Lake expecting to take in over this?
To be perfectly honest with you, Carl, We have no idea. It's going to be a lot. I'm going to tell you that. It's going to be a lot of money that we're going to take in. And
can anybody count here?
Yeah.
It's a buttload. Oh, okay, I'm glad somebody can count.
Yeah.
All right, got it.
Well, because you don't know what the activity is going
to
be yet.
You don't know. Which leads me to the next question that you get to answer after the break, and that is City of Reading has not voted on it, but they are leaning strongly in the position of selling recreational marijuana in our city. The impact that can have on the city of Shasta Lake. And the second question, which is, as I'm thinking about it, is that people say that the instead of buying it legally and paying all those taxes, that the black market
black market
is going to be huge. So I'm going to talk about those when we get back with Richard Kern. And you've been just as honest. I just love this. Oh, yeah, I voted against that one. Oh, no, we're going to, it's here, we're going to just take advantage of it.
That's
okay,
right.
We're paying, the devil's paying his due. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Great people there at Four Winds Jewelry. It's where I buy Linda stuff. And she's very happy when I buy it, naturally. And they've got the Wind Train Watch Repairman. They've got it all there at Four Winds Jewelry. Henry and Rebecca. Just love those guys. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia. Kia, America's best value.
Today, you can lease a 2017 Kia Forte for just $169 per month plus tax. Just $19.99 cash or trade due at signing. No security deposit. Cap cost $19,200.
Choose from six at this offer. $169 per month for 36 months for a brand new 2017 Kia Forte. Highest ranked compact car and initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on four of Reading Kia's most popular new 2018s. Drive America's best value.
We've been driving Kias for years. Come to Reading Kia, America's best warranty, complimentary lifetime oil changes, and so much more.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale. 36,000-mile lease, 0% offer is $1,333 per thousand financed. Must lease or finance through KMF, ends 131.
Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
You know I smoked a lot of grass. Oh, Lord, I popped a lot of pills.
Well, welcome back to
the Pusher Man.
Casey and our 1460 here on the Free Fire Radio. Yeah, and the kids are on their way to school. And you're like, okay, so we are talking about legalization of marijuana in Shasta Lake, a city that is going to be, you know, having three locations, correct?
Well, the retail outlets.
Retail outlets.
That's it.
Yes.
You can't sell cookies. You can't sell anything else, anyplace else.
Okay.
But anything to do with the sale of marijuana is in those three places.
Those right. three places are the only place okay. you can do it.
So one can go from anywhere to Shasta Lake and buy their marijuana. Okay, yeah. Now Redding is going to be going in this direction. So what kind of impact do you think that will happen with, I guess it's like, you know, you have shoes and you have shoes.
Yeah, obviously we're going to have a loss of retail sales.
Mm-hmm.
But where we'll pick up the difference is the manufacturing. People will pick up additional sales, and I'm not that familiar with that end of the businesses, and I'm not in that end of the business.
Right, right.
But they've already got places lined up down south that's going to buy from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's going to be the do you know? I mean, with the laws, because I haven't really followed it closely, but the age
21.
It is 21 now. Haven't there been studies with the fact that smoking marijuana can impair your driving ability?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But also your long-term cognitive brain.
Yeah.
So I guess they could say that, you know, one could buy the pot, but you can't smoke and drive. Just
right.
like you can't drink and drive.
Right.
It's going to have the same rules.
You're still impaired.
And you can't smoke it out in the open either.
No.
Like you can't drink out in the open, supposedly. You can't provide it to young people. And I tell you what, they're going to have people up there trying to buy it that are underage. You know that.
Oh,
just like they do alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, okay, here's the other thing, too, is that there's no doubt in my military mind that Stillwater is going to sell acreage out there to marijuana production facilities of some kind.
Right.
Do you see of Shasta County becoming maybe the nexus of production of marijuana and marijuana products?
Well, Shasta County is going to grow in that direction, yes. But surprisingly, the big county that's going to grow it, well, there's actually two of them. The Fresno area and Humboldt.
Okay.
You know, Humboldt, for years, has had the reputation of being a big supplier of marijuana.
Yeah.
And